following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, aloha, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for, doing what you do, downloading, tuning in, whatever. It's episode 319. It is the 22nd day of the month of March. It is a Sunday. It's the date of production here in the throes of a pandemic. I was going to say, a worldwide pandemic, but that sort of defeats the point of why it's called a pandemic. Oh, my God. Everybody's like hanging low, looking around, looking over their shoulder, wondering what the hell's going to go. What are we doing here? What are we going? What do we got going on? There's a lot. There's a lot going on. It's a fluid situation. I was before I turned the mic on here to record this, I thought I'd, kind of meander through the headlines. And there's no point in me even bringing any of the real details up because it all changes. It changes every few moments. We're all wondering, who's next? Who is it? Us? Is it me? Is it what are we going? What are we doing here? What's going on? It's the old having the blindfold of the cigarette there, getting ready to go face the executioner. It feels that way in a way. The good news is that if you happen to get it, chances are you're going to be fine. I wouldn't sweat it. But of course, everybody's situation is different, and that's just how it is. The seniors are a little more susceptible to it. That's a problem. Got to be careful. That's why there's this whole shelter in place thing. That's why they're urging everybody to stay in. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to. And that's, it's been a thing with us over at Radio Memphis. We are doing our weekday programming Monday through Friday. It's just the morning show. LJ and I are doing that for now. As I mentioned this now, we'll see. We're an essential business. We feel that way because we're giving out information over there. Even if it's just for a few hours in the morning time, we can give out some stuff there and try and be a little bit of a distraction, an escape. I shouldn't have used the word distraction, I know, but an escape. Distraction would imply that there's conspiracy theorists running amongst us, which they are, and they're going to go, this whole coronavirus thing, man, is to keep you distracted from what's really going on in the world, that George Soros and Kim Jong-un are plotting on taking over all of Illinois. Or whatever, it's. I don't know. I do know that people are spending a lot more time at home, and they're having their family moments, which is good. I've made this prediction before, and I'll make it again. That if you are if you're spending all this time at home with your children, you're doing the quote unquote homeschooling thing. You're getting to touch base with your children. You're getting to learn about who they are, and probably realize how big of a dick they are. Same thing with your spouse. Maybe you're like, I've spent so much time working, I never really realized who it was I married. So you're getting to spend some time with them as well. Not a bad thing. But here's another good thing about all this. Before we move along, here's another good thing. People are eating at home more. Even though there's the restaurant whole thing that doing the delivery and the takeout and the curbside stuff. Those numbers are way down. They're trying. I know it's tough because the restaurant industry, being what it is, it's rough. My wife, those of you who know The Immigrant, know that she works at a local eatery in East Memphis, and she's been furloughed for now. It's just the way it goes. It's 95% of the service industry in this town has been placed on furlough right now because of that. And it's not too terribly long until, and by the time I even publish this stupid episode, it may come to pass that even all of the curbside pickup and the delivery stuff will probably all go away. And, we'll see, light a candle, wash your hands, eat at home. Guess what? Y'all are gonna be a lot healthier. We've been walking the dog here of late, man. You're a little bit, well, we always do, but he's getting more walks now. Now he's like, y'all are wearing my ass out. I need to go find something to go lay on. I'm tired of just shitting in someone's yard and, pissing in the bushes. I need to go lay down to go watch TV. That's the way he thinks. Cause that's, Right. We'll pause. We'll be back. We'll get into it today. It's the reaction show. Oh, yeah. It's what people are talking about. What are they talking about? What the hell do you think they're talking about? It's another thing in the news, and it's up next right here from Radioland.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Every time something large happens in the world, some sort of news thing that goes on, all of the sudden, everybody becomes an expert in that topic. Have you noticed that? I mean, I know this is no different. We're in the middle of a pandemic, right? The coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. What's going on? Everybody in social media is an epidemiologist. And they're all like... Well, nothing's going to happen to us because we're Americans, and we pray to Jesus, and Jesus doesn't like the virus. It's the plague and all that other stuff. Look, we've tried this route, and nothing against the religion. That's fine. You know, have your faith, have your spiritualism, have your religion and whatnot. But here's the problem. It's not going to go away just by you sitting there on your knees begging for this to stop. It's a global issue here. This involves everybody. It doesn't matter what your faith is. It doesn't matter what your religion is. It doesn't matter where you live, what color your skin is. It doesn't matter how tall or short or fat you are. It doesn't matter what type of blood type you have. That's a misnomer. I mean, people spreading this false shit all over the place. And I've never understood this. I mean, I know there's people out there that like to just like stir the pot. You know, they go, oh, well, you know, if you drink bleach, it'll keep the COVID away. No, it will not. Do not drink bleach. Colloidal silver will not cure you. Jim Baker just got the televangelist, Jim Baker, selling that shit for, what, $400 a case or something like that? It was told by the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration to stop it. Just stop doing that. That's snake oil. You can't do it. And snake oil has been around a long time because everybody's trying to find a way to make a buck. This is why we ran out of toilet paper. Because everybody thought they could just sell it. And the fact of the matter is, there's so much of it out there that you're not going to run out. But oh, howdy, we're going to make a run on this. And we're just, you know, they had this problem in Australia when it started to happen over there, and they put the kibosh on it. But there was also another issue that came out of this. Is that it kind of went away, and everybody's stuck with all these rolls of toilet paper, and they think it's cute, they think it's funny. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it, aside from the fact that there's a bunch of assholes out there that have a garage full of toilet paper that they'll never be able to use for the rest of their life, and they can't sell it. I'm amused by that. The whole thing about having hand sanitizer and soap and all of this, you know, the soap is the single most important thing. As far as a thing to have, is a bar of soap. It really is. It's, you know, you keep your shit clean that way, right? Wash your hands. I say it all the time. Wash your hands 50 times a day if you have to. Just keep your hands clean. The second most important thing you can do is to stay out of the public. You know, don't be driving around. Just because the streets are empty doesn't give you the right to go out there and drive like a jackass because you go, I get to go do this. No. No, you can't. You know, there's still people out there going for a walk. Because you can do that. Get out and get a little fresh air. That'll be good for you. It's not a bad thing. I mean, we talked about the side effects, the good benefits of having us in a quarantine type situation. It's not bad if you think about it, because really, you know, we're in a position here where we're eating better. We're walking a little bit, spending time with the family, you know, watching a little bit of television, trying to stay on top of things, watching some movies. And then, of course, hitting up social media where everybody's a fucking expert on everything that there is. So, I just saw this headline. As a matter of fact, somebody shared this. The Republican county chair says coronavirus in Kansas is not serious because there aren't many Chinese people there. Oh, way to keep it classy, Kansas. Oh, my God, that's incredible. Newsweek.com has that story. I don't even want to open it up and read it because... Uh-huh. And then all this political wrangling that's going on in Facebook is just not, it's not helping. It's not making it any better. It's going to happen. Of course it is. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I wish it wouldn't happen. I wish it was all, you know, unicorns and peaches, but it's not. you know, we still have to deal with our thing. We have to deal with the fact that that we're all kind of stuck together, and we have social media to have a conversation with folks. And that's good too, because we get to stay in touch with people outside of our circle, not necessarily having each other in our homes. that's a thing. That's certainly a thing. So, you know, once you keep an eye on that sort of thing, then that's important. But by God, don't take to Facebook, because that's and I'll get to this in a second. But don't take over to Facebook and then go, well, I heard, you know, from my cousin's second roommate's grandmother from the ninth removed generational uncle, whatever. Spreading false information does absolutely zero good. And I know there's people out there that have problems with the mainstream media, and that's, you know, that's your problem. It really is. You have to have your faith in what's going on out there. You have to, you know, verify, vet the information that's out there. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. But about the same time, look what all is being said and done and hoped for. You know, you watch these news conferences that are coming out of the White House, and you can see it's just kind of falling apart. And that's the scary part. I'm not worried about COVID-19. I really am not. I mean, to a certain extent, there's a little bit of fear that that might happen. Somebody might get sick. Somebody around here might get sick. The house, you know, we don't want to be one of those houses. You know. God forbid the wife gets sick or I get sick. If either one of us gets it, the other one's going to have it. And, you know, there's some scary stuff to be hearing about it, of what's going on there. And there are some very good things about it, too. I mean, very good things for the fact that it's a freaking pandemic. But the idea that surviving it is very survivable. I mean, yeah, it's a fatal disease in aspect, but it's such a small number. But at the same time, the fear is that if you have it and are asymptomatic and you bump into somebody out and about on the town doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you happen to meet somebody whose system is not able to handle it, then they've got a problem that you've contributed to. Which is why at Radio Memphis, we shut down all of our live performance shows except for the morning show. The morning, Radio Memphis in the Morning with LJ and myself. 9 a.m. Central to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Booze and Blues tonight. I don't think it's going to happen. We canceled the act, and I thought about maybe kind of, I don't know, slipping down to the studio, having a cocktail, playing some blues records. But you know, as much as I'd like to do that, I don't know that it's necessary. It isn't necessary. We can get our information and whatnot through various means. And look, people that tune into the Blues Show are tuning in to hear some music and to hear some fun and to have a roaring good time. And since we're not bringing artists in right now because we don't want to spread any sickness around, that just leaves us with blues music in the library, of which that will be played tonight. We can make that happen, and it's going to happen. There's going to be blues music on the air tonight. Just, you know, having me and somebody else sit, or just me in there just running my mouth about COVID is not going to do any favors for anybody, because This is your time to kind of get away from it. Of course, here I am talking about it, but I'm talking about it in more general terms. I'm not getting into specifics. I don't want to get into numbers. I don't want to get into statistics or anything like that right now, because we're all inundated with it. And if you wanted to know that information, you could go get it. And I'd recommend that if you do, take it with whatever understanding that you have with this whole thing that goes with it. CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, their website is, let me look it up here real quick. I think it's cdc.gov. I think that's what it is. And that it is cdc.gov. And if you go there, you can trust that. Okay. I'm telling you that you can trust that. They have no political agenda. They aren't bought or sold by anybody else. What they've got valuable information. They got a pretty groovy picture of what the virus looks like. And it's, but at any rate, it's all there. You know, you can find out what you need to know there. And the trick to this, and it's hard to say, is don't panic. I did a Facebook Live thing last week. I hadn't done one of those in a while. I think that video is like up over, well over 500 views or whatever. But yeah, it's nothing. But nevertheless, the idea here was to let everybody know what we were doing at the radio station. It was just to calm shit down, slow it down. We're still around. We're not going anywhere. You know, It's what we're trying to do to keep the community spread down to the bare minimum, you know, and that's what we want. And you want to do that by staying home. And everybody is in this go mentality. Got to go. Got to do this. We got to be this. That, remember this? This whole thing was like throughout, you know, throughout like last summer. It's been going longer than that, but it was a little more obvious. Last summer, you heard a lot about it. And it was people that were saying things like, well, nobody works harder than me. You know, hell, I'm guilty of it. I said the same thing. I was working 7 days a week. I've scaled that back. I'm not only working 6 days a week, but it's not that bad. I still do a lot of work at home, but it's not like anything I'm lording over anybody about that sort of thing. And it's like I'm supposed to be proud of the fact that I'm working myself to an early grave, you know? Things are getting better, and they always have been, and they always will be. But the idea here that we're in a position where we can start slowing down is not a bad idea. And maybe it's taken something like this this pandemic to kind of put that back into focus. What's more important to you, your job or the fact that you got a couple of kids around the house you got to look after? I'm not talking monetarily. I'm talking about just hanging out with them, learning them something new, teaching them some history, teaching them an art or a craft, learning a new language, learning to play a musical instrument, whatever it is, spending time with these folks. It's the same thing like even with your spouse, you know, because we all work so hard and we spend so much time away from them. It's kind of good to catch up. You know, yeah, there's going to be times you're going to be, you know, barking at each other about one thing or another, but that's just the way it is. In the close quarters, everybody's going to be that way because you got to have your space. Right now, as I'm recording this, the immigrant decided to strap on her shoes and she's going for a walk in the neighborhood. Good. That's what she wants to do. And that's what you have to do. It's important. So, you know, with all of that, you know, we have to find our I guess our touchstone in all of this and what grounds us. And Facebook is not it. This is what I was going to get at. When you go across social media, and there's a ton of platforms, of course, there's, you know, Reddit is a social media type thing. It's interesting and a bit vitriolic at times, but it's interesting. Twitter is not so bad, but it's kind of odd and weird. And you got your Instagram, which is a little more fantasy world-ish. But still, it's, you know, it's okay. And then you got Facebook. And I don't know, you got the Snapchat, and you got the TikTok and all that, you know. But Facebook is the thing. Because Facebook now, see, is what everybody is. And they're just running their mouths. And right now, everybody's screaming into that hurricane. Everybody's trying to be heard. Everybody's trying to say their thing. And, you know, Lord knows, over this past however many, I guess, what, 10 days, 15 days, when all this really kind of went down, you could tell there was a lot of people that had a lot of time on their hands because I was getting a lot, perhaps you have, well, private Messenger, you know, through Messenger, and it's all of the hokey shit, you know. The false stuff, the pray for this, the, you know, the urban legends, the urban myths and stuff like that have been passed around through there. And it's like, look, if you're going to send me that shit, you know, fine, knock yourself out, I guess. That's where it ends. I'm not, you know, send me back this little rose. I know that you love me. Bitch, who are you? I don't even know who you are. No. No, the post ends with me. It dies. We went through this before. I'm not going through this again. This is not going to happen, you know? Social media should be kind of what it is, social, in that it's sort of gossipy, I know, but I'll get to that in a moment. But it, at the same time, it should be a little more positive. And there is some positivity, don't get me wrong. But man, when the conspiracy theorists come in there and they start spreading all their crap around there, and then you got all the politics that's going into this whole thing, and, you know, I have seen, though, this is good. This is very good. A lot of musicians are taking to entertaining folk online, and that's great. You know, you got musicians that are sitting there in their living room, and they're putting their guitar on, or they're whatever they're doing, and they're doing a little Facebook Live, and they're doing what they do. They entertain. They're trying to entertain. They're trying to give everybody a little bit of an escape. That's perfect. Man, keep doing it. Please, by all means, keep doing it. I'll probably have a Facebook Live thing again very soon. I'll probably be doing a little bit more of that. I have noticed, too, speaking of which, with the bands that are performing on the social media, They're doing it at an earlier time in the day, earlier time in the evening. Maybe that's a lesson. I've been barking about that for a long time here in Memphis. Don't you think that we could have earlier shows instead of these stupid 9 and 10 o'clock starts? Yeah, well, look at what's happening. I've got all these musicians that are sitting there going, hey, it's 6:30. Let's do a thing. Ah, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Wow, it's an early show. Yeah, you guys are done by 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then you got the late night guys, which are all the, you know, all the vampires that are out there ready to play some punk music and whatnot. And those are, that's fine. But it is sort of funny to see how things are just sort of settling out that way. It's funny what happens when you take the venues out of the control, right? they don't have as much control as they thought they had. Left to their own devices, of course, musicians do dangerous shit, but that's all part of the fun. But at least they're doing things like staying at home. It's okay. By all means, please do that. And stay in touch with your fans. You know, there's a million ways to do this. You know, just go out there and not be afraid. And that's part of it. Fear is driven by so much of the unknown. And that's what it is. We're all afraid of the unknown. That's where all fear, political, racism, whatever. It's all fear. It's fear of the unknown. Educate yourself. Pay attention. You know what scares me? I'll tell you what scares me. What scares me is that we don't have access to testing. I saw a story, and this is the only downer I'm going to do on this, but there was a story of this young lady, a clinical worker, right? You know, she's like 30 years old, healthy as she could possibly be. She's not feeling too good. The doctor orders a couple of tests, one for the flu and the other for COVID-19. She was dead before the COVID-19 results could be. They still haven't come back. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why are we in that position? That's a scary part. You know, seeing that story out there on social media because people are too afraid to talk about that kind of thing. I just mentioned it to give you a point of thought. And then there's those who say, well, you never hear about those that recover. Yeah, you do. They're out there. There's a ton of stories about people that are recovered from it. I've read a bunch of stuff about, you know, first-person accounts of what it's like to have it. It's not a walk in the park, but it's also, your mileage may vary. It's on an individual basis. For some people, it hits them really hard and they have a lot of trouble. And then for other people, it's like, yeah, I had a bit of a runny nose and I had a little trouble catching my breath, had a sore throat, and I ran a pretty, you know, pretty groovy hallucinogenic fever. But aside from that, it was about it. And then there are others that have like really, really bad problems and their lungs filled up with fluid and they died. Or they get put into ICU and they wind up on a respirator. And then a few days later, they come out of it and they're fine and they're sent home. And so go home, go forth, go sin no more. You know, stay at home for a couple of weeks, you know, because you can still be sort of contagious. Because we still don't know all the ins and outs of how this disease works. And because of that, we have all of this fear. And because we have all this fear, we do what's natural. We have to vent that. It's like being angry in a way, but we're all fearful. Not all of us, but a good number of us are. And then you have no vent for it, so you take to Facebook. And then you find stories that you know, as you're cruising the web, you find stories, usually through Facebook, somebody else has shared, that kind of fosters that fear and makes things a little more uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's feeding that animal. Oh, it's feeding that monkey in the cage. Oh, well, we got to talk about that. That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of idiocy out there. It's lunacy online. It's crazy. Because everybody wants to be that expert. Everybody wants to have that scoop. Everybody wants to be the one that pointed out. They wanted to go later. I told y'all people. You know, you have to exercise your own due diligence. And you can't rely on everybody else and anything else to determine whether or not you're safe. That has to be all you. You know, if you want to avoid getting this, stay the fuck at home. You want to avoid getting this, wash your goddamn hands. If you think that having a coronavirus party is a good idea, that's a wrong idea. That's the wrong answer. There was somebody in my neighborhood just the other night that did that, and there were 30 or 40 people out there on their front porch drinking, having a big old time. And now we got extra cases of it, I'm sure. I'm talking about of the virus, not of the beer. And it's going to happen because of it. Why do you think Italy is hurting so bad? You know, have you thought about that? Why did Italy get so effed up? You know why? No, everybody ignored the rules. The government said, stay inside. Don't go anywhere. Stay home. Lock yourself down. And there were a bunch of people that went, fuck that. I'm going out, man. Look, the streets are empty. I can have a time. And they did. And they were spreading it around amongst each other. And there were other people that said, look, there's nothing wrong. They didn't trust anything. And now, look, everybody's getting sick. And everybody's dying. 600 and something people in one day this week? Are you kidding me? Spain's going through the exact same thing right now. It hadn't hit Spain that hard just yet. But they're about to hit it because there's a lot of people that are really starting to get sick. And what did they do? The exact same thing the Italians did. They didn't listen to what was being said to them. They didn't, stay inside. They didn't self-isolate. They didn't self-quarantine. And there's no reason why you shouldn't do that. Look at it, man. You get a chance to stay at home, lay on your ass, watch TV. And if you're lucky, you might collect a damn check. We'll see what the government does on that sort of thing. But nevertheless, if you're able to telecommute, you telecommute. You work from home. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I know my situation's a little different, of course. But still, you gotta look out for this. Because if you start ignoring these sorts of things, then other people start to get sick. And then you got at-risk people that are getting sick. And when you have at-risk people getting sick, that's when you got real problems. And when I'm talking about at-risk, I'm talking about people that have a compromised immune system, people that are already sick with other things. Maybe you come across an asthmatic that may have a problem. You know, some immunodeficiency system that's going on. Somebody that's suffering from other diseases. Somebody that's already got pneumonia, and then they get in touch with your dumb ass because you went out and went to a Corona party. You know, stop it. So we're bored, and then we go to social media and we talk about our boredom, and then we start digging up stuff that says, "Oh, this is all false," or whatever the case may be. Mitt Romney apparently is self quarantining. Somebody just wrote that. No link to a story, no nothing. Whether he is or not, there's a good number of us that are. That's the way it goes. Look, try and maintain a sense of civility throughout all of this. That's just it. Because eventually, once we get through all of this, and we will, history is pretty kind to these sorts of things. You got to get kicked in the nuts a few times before that's the way it goes. But, we'll get through it. And there will be some casualties along the way. And that's the unfortunate part of that. And the rest of us will be stronger for it. And we'll miss those that we've lost and we continue on. But hopefully we'll have learned some lessons here. Like, how not to act during a pandemic. Spreading around this stuff that, we're looking at another 9 months of this. I don't believe that to be true personally. I think a lot of our lives will change, definitely. Social distancing will remain a thing. That's important. I think that will always be a thing. It's going to change the way we think about certain things as well. Is it the end of our society? No, not at all. Not at all. It's just, we're going to be a little more sensible about things. At least I hope. Being sensible and reasonable. I've been preaching about that for, 300 and something stinking episodes of this stupid show. And that's the whole point. Let's be reasonable. Let's do the right thing. Let's not be dumb. And don't be that guy, right? We're all in this together. And I know that's a tropey cliche thing to say, but there's really no other ways to put it. You're afraid of not being able to pay your bills? I am too. And you know what else? So is your neighbor. So are a lot of people you know. There are some people that are wealthy and they're fortunate and they're working fine. They're going to be okay with it. They have their fears as well, but most of us are wondering, how the hell are we going to pay our rent? How are we going to pay our mortgage? Cross those rivers when we come to it, because, like I said, no one is in any of this alone. And that's, that alone should give you a good little decent sense of comfort, don't you think? To know that you're not necessarily going to be fighting all this by yourselves and wondering what the hell is going to happen next, because we're all in that same exact situation. So really the best thing to do is close your eyes, take a couple of deep, big breaths, and on your time off, find something to do. Find something to learn. Listen to some stories. Maybe write. Maybe play a guitar, play a piano. Maybe paint a picture if you can. Or not. Or learn how to do it. Just relax. It's all okay. And you know what? I'll be around. That ain't happening. You're going to be stuck with my ass.
Memphis' number one alternative smoke shop is your number one stop for all your CBD products, and now is your stop for Kratom. Get into the store and see what Kratom can do for you. Plus, Wizards has fall deals throughout the entire store. Woodwick candles, watches from Swell, tarot cards, figurines, and so much more. Take a look and order online at their new website, wizardsmemphis.com. 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, open 10 to 10 every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Isn't it funny how all of a sudden you don't hear any much about the anti-vaxxers? Have you thought about that for a minute? You know, everybody's following the CDC guidelines. They're trying to maintain that 6 feet. They're trying to avoid crowded places, get away from groups of 10 or more, I think is what it is. Cut that way back. That's 10 too high. You should be by yourself in a field somewhere if you want to stay away from any of this stuff. But what's happened to the anti-vaxxers hadn't said shit. And don't tell me for a second that if all of a sudden it was announced we have a vaccine for COVID-19, and not only will it protect you from getting it, but it'll cure it if you got it. You know, some miracle thing they're going to give you a shot in the ass for and be good with it. You can't tell me right now that the anti-vaxxers that we've known and loved all this time are going to be the ones that go, nope, I'm not going to take it. No, are you kidding me? They'll be the first motherfuckers in line.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program. As I mentioned before, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here. You know, there's ways to do this. I may not necessarily be on Radio Memphis all the time. I'm going to still do the morning show, of course, as long as we can. And, you know, I want to be also responsible about these sorts of thing, these things. There's, you know, when they start shutting stuff down, there's going to be this whole thing about what is deemed an essential business. An essential business would be, of course, your grocery stores and the people that work there. And God love them. They've put up with enough as it is. But they're going to hang out. They're going to do their thing. And that's good. Then you got your pharmacies. They'll be around. That's important because we got not all groceries have pharmacies. That's right. So you may have to head over to the one of the W's, you know, Walgreens or the Walmarts or wherever, or the CVS, and you may have to get some. You may have a doctor that's phoned in some stuff for you. Don't know. Whatever the case is, that's essential business. Liquor stores, and thank the baby Jesus. Can you imagine being quarantined for those who enjoy a good little cocktail every once in a while and being told, nope, you can't have any alcohol, and you've got like, I don't know, a half a bottle left, and you're going, oh, damn. We're going to be figuring out some shit. But see, here's the nice thing is grocery stores here where we live, they sell wine and beer. So, like I said, hey, look, I mentioned we're going to get healthy. We're going to get healthier in some aspect or another, But, you know, essential businesses, and I'd like to think that being able to be in a position where I'm able to broadcast information to whoever's listening is part of that essential business. So, yes, I will be headed to the studio as much as feasibly possible during the weekdays. You know, it's Monday through Friday. Is it necessary that we go down on a weekend? Probably not. We do have access to some pretty powerful tools through our social media. So, you know, we're taking advantage of that sort of stuff. And Facebook Live. And we've got, you know, shows like this podcast. And who knows? It may come to a point where I may, if we're quarantined, I mean, like, if we're seriously locked down, or they got the, you know, like the National Guard and shit, and every, sorry, sir, you got to stay. Are you going to a grocery store? No, I'm not. I was going to the station. No, I'm sorry. You're not going to play any rock and roll records. You're just going to have to go back to your house and stay put. Okay. So there I am, and now what am I going to do? And I feel like I got to run my mouth. Well, I've got this, so we can make crank out more episodes of this. That could happen. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying it might. And it goes back to that same thing. Just because we could doesn't mean that we should. I don't know. We'll be around. You know that. Look, I don't know if you can hear that. Here, I'm in the, you know, where Studio A sits. It's kind of in the flight line of the Memphis International Airport. And it makes for some interesting production sessions down here, that's for sure. And usually here of late, it's been pretty quiet. But here at this time of the day, there's been a lot of activity, man. There's a lot of planes. And you know what? That's good. FedEx is out there. They're flying. You know what they're doing? They're flying supplies. That's what they're doing. They're moving material around. They're getting things out there for people that need the help. So, you know, that's a good thing. We haven't lost society yet. We're not going to either. It'll be fine. Trust me on this. It'll all be okay. You know, as I mentioned this during the Facebook Live thing that I did, was it last Wednesday? That in reference to this program, the way I've always ended it, not all, I guess for the most part, I sort of crept into this. I can't even pinpoint when it was, but it's been fairly close within the first season of it or so when I started saying what I say at the end of the show. And I wound up adding that in, you know, for the love of God, stop shooting each other, or something, for God's sake, stop shooting each other, whatever it is. That there for a while took on a whole surreal thing, because it was hard to deal with that when you would hear of mass shootings and things like that. And, you know, certainly that's sort of the kibosh has been put on that, because we're all kind of busy right now, busy dealing with something else. But the more important part is the other two thirds of that whole thing. And that is to take care of yourselves and to take care of one another. And that's a nice little piece of advice. And I would like to think, and maybe we can be there. I don't know. A little forethought, a little action on this, that after this is all said and done, and after this all blows over, and after the, you know, we've either buried the last or we've welcomed the last of them home from the hospital, and we've recovered, and we'll be all healthy. We've been eating a lot of good fresh foods, and we've been walking a lot. And now we got smiles on our faces and all that, and we finally realized that perhaps if all along all we really had to do was to take care of ourselves and take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.